Oh yeah, I'm just getting ready. I was thinking about renting one this weekend. It runs by the cord, electricity. Yeah. I just refer to it as an edger.
Pardon me?
An edger, because you're edging, you know, you trim, or either trimmer.
Okay. If you had a tree that got blown down in your yard, what might you use to cut it up? You know, like in logs.
Either an axe or an electrical saw.
Okay. Did you ever use one of the saws with a big chain?
Let's call it electrical saw, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, will you name and describe as many kinds of meat from cattle that you know?
Okay, you have beef, like stew beef. You have your steaks. You have your,
Other different kinds of steaks?
Oh yeah, you have Delmonico, you have the T-bones, you have your ribeyes, you have your sirloins. You have the New York stripper, somebody's stripper. Well, I know you know.
You cut open the back and it jumps out.
Who else you can get out of? You have bacon. I'm visualizing what I have in my freezer. No, that's from pigs.
Well, either cattle, hogs, or sheep. All three.
Oh. I've used hogs, you said?
Yeah, hogs or sheep. Cattle, hogs or sheep.
Oh, okay, then I have, asparagus comes from, and chitlins.
You don't like chitlins.
I don't eat nobody's intestines.
Don't matter if it's real thick or not.
I know, and I've had so many people say, ooh, they're delicious. They are this. I said, darling, help yourself. Anything that don't smell too kosher to me, I will not commit to be eating. No way. And then you have your pig feet, pig tails, pig ears, pig tongue, you have cow tongue, the cow brain, then you have a pork roast, then you have a beef roast,
beef roast, that's cool.
Yeah. One of those beef roasts. What else? Let me go down the counter. Then you have your ground beef. Well, that's beef all over.
Mm-hmm.
I have the sausages from your pork.
Okay.
Then sheep. Then you have your lamb chops. You have, I'm not too familiar with, the meat that comes from, you know, from the lamb. Have you ever had any deer meat?
Deer meat? No, when I was in Alabama, I ate squirrel for the first time, but never had any deer meat.
Oh, you can have that too.
Oh, no, really, squirrel's pretty good, the way this lady cooks it. It tastes, you know, it's basically, almost anything tastes like chicken. It's something like
this
chicken.
This is it. You know, I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me when I was in Cuba. You know, if you don't know what you're eating, and it's good, you know, you can sop it up.
Yeah.
All right? My aunt, at least the first week we were there, we were going from family to family, you know, eating out. So my aunt this night, she cooked some stewed frog legs.